From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington. President Barack Obama made history Friday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima, where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945, near the end of World War II. After the president laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, he spoke of the lessons to be learned from the event.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city and demonstrated that mankind possessed the means to destroy itself.
President Obama did not apologize for the decision to bomb Hiroshima, but he underscored the friendship formed between the two former enemies who now share common concerns and responsibility for security. On the final day of the G7 summit, leaders of the world's richest economies said that if British voters choose to exit the European Union in next month's referendum, it could have disastrous effects on the global economy. French President François Hollande says it is one of the most significant problems facing the world economy. The most recent opinion polls indicate that those favoring Britain's exit from the EU have a slim lead over those wanting to stay in the Union. 45% support an exit and 44% want to stay in the European Union. This is VOA News. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for their roles in bombings that killed 76 people in July 2010. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombings, which targeted football fans at a restaurant and a rugby club in Kampala who had gathered to watch the final of that year's World Cup. Two other accomplices received prison terms of 50 years. The militants said the attacks were a warning to Uganda to withdraw its troops from the African Union mission fighting Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Tensions between Ankara and Moscow are increasing as a result of the downing of this month of a Turkish army helicopter by Kurdish rebels. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Ever since it was revealed that a Russian-made shoulder-launched MANPAD missile was used by the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, to down a Turkish helicopter, Ankara has been eyeing Moscow suspiciously. Defense analyst Metehan Demir says the sophisticated nature of the missile used suggests Moscow's involvement. Demir points out the missile used appears similar to one a Russian naval officer displayed recently on the deck of a warship passing through Istanbul on its way to Syria. The incident was widely interpreted by Ankara as an implicit threat, occurring just weeks after Turkish jets shot down a Russian bomber operating from a Syrian airbase. Ankara is nervously waiting to see if the Kurdish rebels have more MANPAD missiles and other new sophisticated weapons. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Nations Refugee Agency was delivering relief supplies Friday to some 800 people who have managed to escape the besieged Iraqi city of Fallujah over the past few days. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports conditions in Fallujah are worsening as the Iraqi government continues its military offensive to retake the city, which was captured by Islamic State militants in January 2014. While several hundred people have managed to escape the besieged city, the UNHCR says some 50,000 civilians remain trapped inside. It says IS militants are preventing them from leaving, and heavy bombardment by Iraqi forces is increasing the danger. The agency is appealing to the government to open safe corridors so civilians can safely leave and receive life-saving assistance. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the U.S. Commerce Department reported Friday that gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 0.3% higher than expected. For VOA News, I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.